So this report on finding pharmaceuticals in water supplies in many major cities said Boston has not conducted a test, although a number of other cities have. So I guess one of my first questions is, why haven't you guys conducted a test?
Well, we are actually in the middle of a test with the National Water Association in UMass is running a test for us. But Boston is in a different position than most of the people in that report, in that our reservoirs are protected and we have no wastewater treatment plants that flow into our watersheds. And the study focuses, for the most part, on jurisdictions or communities where they are taking their water from rivers or lakes where there is a treatment plant that may discharge upstream of the water treatment plant. So in our case, we have no wastewater treatment plants in our watersheds. And so at the source, the water is pristine, and we believe it's highly unlikely that there's any pharmaceuticals that could get into the water because there's no way for it to get in the water. That said, the latest science indicates that ozone treatment is perhaps the most effective way to combat this problem. And we have a state-of-the-art ozone treatment plant out in Marlboro that is very, very effective. And again, this is a growing body of science. It's a work in progress. Everyone's trying to catch up on it. But the latest theory or latest thought from the scientist is that ozone is the most effective way to combat that. And we have here in the greater Boston area a state-of-the-art ozone treatment plant. The other thing that I would point out is that the study mentions that the use of chlorine as a disinfectant may exacerbate the problem. So this goes back to the ozone treatment plant, which has dramatically reduced our dependence and use on chlorine as a disinfectant. So have we tested? No, we have not yet. We are in the process of conducting such a test, but we're very confident that there's no way for the pharmaceuticals to get into our reservoirs. And if they did and if they have, we have the treatment plant that appears to be the treatment plant of choice to remediate or eliminate this problem.